Hello and welcome to the Una Series podcast. My name is Katie Miller and I'm the co-founder of Una Series. I am so happy to be here today with my friend and one of my inspirations, Simone Laubscher. She is one of the co-founders of Rejuve, but she also is the formulator behind Wellco's Super Elixir. She is a mover and a shaker. She is constantly spinning lots of plates, constantly bringing her energy alive to so many people. As she's looking here, she is giggling and smiling. She is such a joy. Before we begin, we're going to keep this conversation. We like to keep them short and sweet, 30 minutes. Now, this is hard for Simone and I because we could talk for hours and hours. But we're going to be very disciplined on this conversation, and we're going to try and pack in a lot of useful knowledge and information for our listeners and viewers today. Simone, welcome to the Una Series podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, as always, for having me. I am a big Una advocate, as you know. Even when I was in quarantine coming to Australia, I was online doing my Una. So I recommend to all of my clients and love what you guys do. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, Simone. You see, she is such an advocate and a champion of women and people just trying their best and moving forward one step in front of the other. So I want her to share with you a little bit about who she is. Simone, it's one of those questions that seems very easy, but when it's asked to me, I always freeze a little bit, but I know you'll take it away. Tell everybody who you are, a little bit about you personally, and then if you could move into where you started through your education and moving on into your career.
Well, I'm an Aussie. I'm half Aussie, half English. So Aussie mom, English dad. And I was born in Australia. And after doing my first bachelor's degree in Australia, it's Sydney back then, particularly, was quite a small town. So I finished uni and got to the top of my game quite quickly. And my brother married a gorgeous English girl, Sophie, and just said, hey, come to the UK for a year and just work here for a while. And I had the passport. So I thought, oh, sounds fun. So I rented out my house and off I went. And 23 years later, I was still living abroad. So I had 17 years in London and did my post-grad study there. So I'm a naturopath and nutritionist and have a bachelor's in science and nutrition and master's in eating disorders and metabolic disorders, then went on to study cancer and toxicology. So did some post-grad study in the UK and met my husband there, so I never left. I had three babies there. We still have our clinic there on Harley Street. We've had that for over 20 years. And then my husband got an offer to move to Dubai and to open up some spinal rehab centers. So off we went. We thought, well, we had young babes. Our kids were only little. They weren't only, well, Harry was at school, so really little. And we thought, well, if we hate it, we'll come back. And then 6 years later, we're still there. So, we have a main hub in London and in the UAE now. So, yeah, we're just growing organically, you know, staying patient focused and just riding the wave.
Yep. It's incredible. You pack all of that information in within 2 minutes. And yet everything I hear you saying has taken you years and years to craft and piece together, right? Even you just talking about your education and your credentials and that whole journey. I know that that was grit, determination, you know, and inspiration within that journey too. So tell us a little bit more about how did you get into the naturopath studies? What sparked that inspiration for Simone to go on this journey?
Yeah, well, I always thought I wanted to do medicine, traditional classic allopathic medicine. And then I missed out by 1 point at school. And then I went into Sydney Uni and I signed for marine biology and then civil engineering and then law. And then I talked to all these things and my dad, after changing faculties like about 10 times in the first 4 weeks, my dad's like, whoa, you need to take a gap year. I finished school a year younger than I should have. My mom was busy. My brother was only a year and a week younger than me. She kicked me out of the house really early because she was overwhelmed and I never had to repeat. So I had this gap this year up my sleeve because I finished school so young. And off I went, and then unfortunately my mum got cancer, but not unfortunately, because she's healed and she's fabulous right to this day. But that made me realize, gosh, there's a whole new world out there of natural medicine. And at the time too, I was struggling with all my eating disorders, with anorexia and bulimia. And so I knew that I had to really need to get myself well, and then my mom wasn't well, and I thought, gosh, this could be really interesting. So I could go on this journey and find out all the tools and then empower other people to walk out their healing journey. So it was based on my own struggles and my mom not being well. I was a overly overweight, chubby kid. My brother and sister were super skinny, and we were competing horse riding, and we got teased a lot, show jumping, if your butt was too big in your jotties and your joppers. And I just then didn't have any other tools but starvation, and I lost heaps of weight. And you get addicted. All of a sudden, you enter into high school super skinny, and you get addicted to the praise of, oh my gosh, got my braces off, I lost like, you know, 20 pounds, and all of a sudden everyone said how wonderful I was. So that was my identity. So that was the root cause of me when I said wanting to get well. It's still one of my favorite things to do, setting people free of that. It's like hell. That's why it's one of my favorites. And then, as I said, with my mom not being well, and I just thought, gosh, I'd love to really look to see what else there is, because chemotherapy is not successful for everybody, obviously. So they were the two big catalysts for me to really go off and to study natural medicine.
Sure. And our viewers listening, and you know, Simone, you do this so well. You are so brave and vulnerable always in your conversations, and you're very honest. And I think this is, for me, meeting you, you know, along my journey through health and well-being, it's something that has pleasantly surprised me and drawn me towards you, because it takes a lot for somebody to come out and to say these things. But a lot of these points that you're discussing through your history, they're very common, and they happen a lot for a lot of people in today's world. And there's so much pressure that's put on us. So, you know, I thank you for using your voice, because now, especially in this digital world, you're touching so many more people than, you know, what we were touching, say, 10 years ago, because everything we were doing, especially you with your business, was very face-to-face, one-to-one, within that location that you were in. So let's talk a little bit about your product and what it is that you're doing. So you shifted into, you know, education, and then you moved on. Was it straight into a practice that you decided to treat people?
Yeah, I was very blessed. I fell on my feet in London with an amazing huge corporation owned by John Cabrian and investors called Third Space Medicine. And I was really blessed to be working there as a nutritionist. And then I was handpicked as joint head of medical services. I was still only in my late 20s. So I was really blessed to be planted in fertile soil there. And I was finishing off my master's and went on to do my PhD. So I was blessed to be under really good covering and mentoring of Dr. Eric Asher, amazing GP homeopath, Steve Kippax, who was a traditional Chinese medicine doctor. So I had really great mentors on either side of me, a pure complementary and complementary allopathic combo as a GP homeopath. So I really, as I said, fell on my feet there. And after working there for quite a few years, I then met my husband, and he had his own clinic on Harley Street. And I then was starting to branch out and do my own, because I loved working for the Third Space. But a colleague of mine also had a clinic on Harley Street and just said, hey, you know, I'd love you to come up and just do a bit of part-time with us. So I was at 121 Harley Street part-time. I went part-time with Third Space. So I was just freelancing as a nutritionist and naturopath between the two clinics. And Dirk was at 148 Harley Street. And then Dr. Asher said to me, I had a patient of mine who was heavily pregnant with severe back pain. And I said to Eric, my gosh, where am I going to send this patient? And she wasn't the easiest character. God bless her. She was a tricky character, and she had a lot of pain, and she was heavily pregnant. So we couldn't even give her any pain relief. Like, she was a tough patient. And I said to Dr. Asher, oh my gosh, who do you recommend? Who am I going to refer this woman to? And she says, oh, go and see Dirk Laucher on at 148. And I thought, physio? No one goes to physios anymore. I was a bit snobby. And he said, no, this guy's really good. He's from South Africa. He's got healing hands. He's, no, really. So I sent him this, sent Dirk this patient, and within three sessions, she was so happy, healed. And then I sent him two more really tricky patients just in case. And he fixed them all really quickly. And I'm like, wow, who is this guy? Then I realized he did heaps of work for philanthropy, charity, kids in Africa. And I'm like, gosh, why am I paying rent to a landlord I don't know, or this clinic that I loosely know, when he has space? I might as well rent space for him because I know how much good he does with all of his charity work. I thought, you know, that'll be a cool thing. And then, hey, the rest was history. It was just another serendipitous thing of being in the right place at the right time. But saying that, coming out of Australia, I was an absolute broken mess. So I came out of eating disorders, but unfortunately in my early 20s, so as I was finishing my first bachelor's in science at New South Uni, unfortunately when you're, and no fault to my parents, they're amazing, it was just that I had that issue of approval addiction. So therefore, I attracted a really bad egg, a really violent ex-boyfriend. I've got missing front teeth. I've got implants. So I went through in my early 20s until I was 27, 5 years of hell. So saying I landed on my feet, yes, but I left Australia totally broken, like he just wiped his feet on me. And I'm a strong personality. Like I fought back at the beginning, but he totally broke my spirit. So that's why I always have such a fondness for London. And I just feel that sometimes these horrible situations happen, but it really did allow me to pull myself up by my bootstraps. My dad always says to me, keep on climbing those mountains, girl. And I've got great parents who really believe in me, so I think that's a blessing. But starting off, it wasn't something that I kind of went to London thinking, I've got these great grand designs, I'm going to have this company, I'm going to set up corners. I was wounded, I was suffering, I was totally broken. So with working in this industry and then having finished my degree, walking out my personal healing then gave me the toolbox of being able to just pour that out to other people. And then knowing that the root cause of my eating disorder back then was hypoglycemia, my dad's diabetic, no one thought about it. Why was I secret eating with cakes under my bed? My brother and sister didn't have it. They were super skinny. What was wrong with me? Then realizing, oh, I'm just have low blood sugar. I'm hypoglycemic. Oh my gosh, I need to get some herbs to fix that. And there weren't any herbs on the market unless I bought about 17 different products and spent a fortune. It used to be Fresh and Wild, showing my age before Whole Foods. And I thought, gosh, there's girls and men, but there's people on the planet like me suffering. They need these complexes. So even just formulating was born out of my desperate desire for me to get well and to get healed and then to almost be a trailblazer and just be like, anyone who's struggling, like, come this way. I've got the solution. I've been there. I've got the t-shirt. It's hell, like you're living in a cage. So that was how it was born to me. For me, it was, as I said, out of that dark night of the soul, out of that place of being totally broken. And that's what gave birth to my heart to actually to heal.
You should be so immensely proud of this journey because it's very inspiring for us to listen to. And I think, you know, personally, I feel the same about this industry. You know, I became involved in this industry because there was a spark, there was a passion. And I think any entrepreneur listening to this podcast, you know, you choose to get into a field that sparks your fire, that gives you something inside to say, when shit gets tough, I'm going to keep moving. You know, and I have one of my clients who says to me, Katie, you teach your classes like it's life or death. And I'm like, I love it so much. I show up because it has carried me through so many moments of my life. And I'm constantly saying life is, you know, a constant flux. But how can we feel supported in those moments where we need all of our tools that we found along the way that are in our back pocket? And how do we then identify when we need to pull those out? So tell us, Simone, with your clients and people who come your way, what is a session, or what is something, I guess, a coaching, or, you know, how does it look through time frame and nutrition? You know, what is it that you offer them?
Well, the main thing is that after treating patients for over 23 years, then I realized there was 7 main pillars that, like if you're refurbing a house, if you just come in and slap a bit of paint on over black mold or a big infestation or a hole in the basement and there's water leaking and damp, if you do the superficial things and you don't go in and restore the foundations, you will never be free. You will have moments of healing and moments of relief and joy, but that freedom of being comfortable in your own skin and really being well, and even, you know, I sang to a patient this morning in Seattle, and I said, have you ever walked past your body and gone, oh, you know, and she said, because we're walking out some stuff with her, and she goes, I said, are you doing that? She said, every day. I said, oh my, so we started to coach her, but meaning that, you know, often, you know, we're really mean to ourselves, and we would never be that mean to one of our best friends. In fact, the first thing I always ask one of my patients is, what's the name of one of your best friends? Because we're going to start to build a relationship with yourself like you have that factual relationship with you. So I always look at those 7 pillars, which is nutrition, of course, mindfulness, getting your head in the game, being kind, being present. In fact, I'm doing lots of webinars on that now because I'm such a geek, you know me. I'm doing another master's in neuroscience at the moment, so probably going to be a book in that, I'd say, because out of all of that kerfuffle of healing, movement, of course, where we recommend our gorgeous Una, body balance. You know, if your skeleton isn't in balance, if your house isn't in order, then it's hard to have enough space even for your organs to function, your colon, as well as environmental toxic loads. So many people don't remember to, or don't think about, oh, the Wi-Fi turn off when I'm sleeping. What am I putting on my skin? What's the air that I'm breathing? You know, can I use a little machine to get some ozone or iron, you know, ozone or negative ions? Get your feet on the earth. So environmental health as well. So I always look at the core foundation. So when someone comes to see me, and in fact, you know, hey, it's all about people coming to see me as well. We offer this because I'm so passionate, like you guys, about healing the masses. If you just go to rejuve.co.uk, so rejuv.co.uk, you can do a free wellness quiz, and that takes the 7 pillars and tells you your top 3 that you need to work on, and it just allows you to get started. Whereas when you come to see me, it's the same ethos, but we go in bespoke for you to see. You know, I do heaps of work with fertility. They told us we'd never have kids. IVF won't work. Now I do heaps of fertility. We've got a few royal babies lately as well. Whether it's anything really. People say, what do you specialize in? Well, I love doing eating disorders and obesity and metabolic disorders because it's close to my heart. I'm a breast cancer survivor, so I love doing that. I walked out fertility, have 3 babies without IVF. IVF is cool, but we just never needed it in the end because I was able to balance things. So I always go back to that foundation, regardless of, I always say it's same root, different fruit. You might be presenting with IBS or chronic fatigue or hormone imbalance or depression or mood disorders or cancer or all of the above. If we go back in and get those foundations right, it's amazing. It's almost like popcorn. The body has the tools it needs to heal itself of anything. We don't claim to be the guru. We just simply give your body the functional support it needs to work well, and the fuel. And that's even with our formulations, I felt the gap in the market, my frustration. I never thought I'd have 35 supplements. I never thought I would be business partners with Elle McPherson. I was just like, oh my gosh, I want to get well. I just can't be in these living with eating disorders. So,
but you know, you're walking the walk. You really are. You've been there. You've done that. You've tested. You've trialed. Now here you are. You know, like you said, you're holding on tight to the tools that you have found have been useful, and you're wanting to, you know, incorporate people in on that journey, which is a beautiful transition. So, tell us a little bit more about Elle. Because I love this story, and I've heard it, but I would love for the viewers, the listeners to hear it too. So she came into your practice Tell us what happened next.
She was referred. We don't do any PR or advertising. We never have. Maybe we will one day. We just haven't yet. And so Elle was referred by a beautiful colleague of a patient of mine, Karen Hockney, who I helped on the cancer journey, who wrote a book about our journey called Breathing Out. So Karen, successful breast cancer, amazing journalist, been interviewing Elle for years. And so they were just chatting and Elle was like, oh, I just want to improve my health. And she witnessed Karen's journey, you know, and thought, oh my gosh, who is this girl? I just want to like lose a muffin top and feel a bit better and get my hormones balanced. But oh my gosh, who is this girl if she's done this for you? And she was referred like any other patient. Came into my clinic on Harley Street, and I'm allowed to say this. Some things I'm not allowed to say, but I'm allowed to say this. She sat down and came into my clinic. God bless her. And she burst into tears. And she's just like, I'm doing so much right. She emptied about 17 different supplements on my desk. She's like, I'm eating well. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm exercising. I'm approaching 50. Everything I used to do no longer works. Like, what's wrong with me? I'm craving sugar. I'm gaining weight. I'm getting irritated with my boys. This is not me. I don't know what else to do. This other than just living on air, because she ate so clean and she lived so clean and heaps of sports. And she just said, what's wrong with me? And sure enough, like most girls, you know, when they hit 40, but for Elle, because of her good clean living, it was kind of, she was in late 40s, but other girls or people might get it, you know, 10 years. So there's a lot to be said for what she was doing. But
right.
So her, you know, her hormones were out, her minerals were low, her absorption, it was functional. So she was living in this Ferrari like we all are, but the machine, it was, you know, firing on two cylinders. So we balanced the hormones, had massive inflammation, dealt with that, blood sugar irregularities. You know, we always do our 10-point urine test. Love these.
Yes.
I've sent urine tests to you live. I love
yes, you have.
These because our little rejuve tests, they're just such a fast track. They're inexpensive, they're fast, they're instantaneous. You know, what's happening with your gut, parasites, minerals, liver function, kidney function, metabolism. Are you doing all this hard work and not burning fat? So anyway, treated her. She came back in. I put her on my rejuve supplements and she came back in 3 weeks. And I must say at the time, her skin was dry. And I'm thinking, oh, I just came around my desk. I couldn't find tissues and I'm, you know, whatever. So she was a normal girl. And she is. She's one of us. She's just a normal, gorgeous girl who's now one of my best friends. And she was just hit the wall with the health. And she was doing the best she could, but feeling rubbish. And came back in 3 weeks later. I remember, never forget it. She had Selfridges bags, had a son's baseball cap to one side, long locks with tight leather jeans, walked into my, and you know, she's what, you know, 6'2", walked into my office like an eclipse. And I'm like,
who are you?
That is Elle McPherson. Like, that is the girl we all grew up with going, oh, you know. And how Wellco was born. So, that, of course, you know, she was talking to and putting that together before she met me. But for me, how I became the formulator, it was one of those moments. And she just said, I don't want to take all these capsules. Can you just take these capsules? She just turned literally off her shoulder, off her cuff, with a little shoulder magazine, you know, off her shoulder, and said, can you just take all of these pills and put them into one powder? I can just take a couple of teaspoons in water every day. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And that to me is how the Super Elixir was born. It was just one of those, you know, treat her like a normal human, stay patient focused, charge her the same, do the same, don't have a sliding scale or do any of that. She's a human, treat her correctly, be patient focused, focus on her, get her well. Had obviously no ulterior motive. I didn't even know that she wanted to invent a powder. I mean, how did I know, you know? The last thing she needed was probably another company, you know? But she was so blown away that she was doing above and beyond the average girl, and she felt so rubbish. She's like, we have to get this information out to people. If I'm suffering, and I'm like, goody two shoes. What about the girls who are drinking the wine, eating the pizzas, and whatever, you know, who are suffering? So
Of course. I mean, she's human, I'm human, you're human. And this is, you know, it's all relative. There's something that we all hit and experience at different moments and different points in our lives. And I mean, for me, the super elixir has actually lifted me out of some tough times, physically, mentally, emotionally. And I have some fantastic stories to share because it's, you know, given me so much joy in my gut that has then helped balance my hormones, that was then able to assist me conceiving my second child in a more timely fashion than I did with my first. You know, my first took me over a year, and then I needed hormone therapy and I needed some assistance. Whereas the second time around, I had more knowledge. I had more tools in my back pocket. I had people like you who I had met on my journey, who I was then able to ask conversations. I mean, and that's the beautiful thing. You know, I remember texting you and asking you questions, and you are so open and honest and kind. And our listeners and viewers here, you know, this is the beauty and the power of the World Wide Web now, using it in the best way possible and finding people that you trust who have that track record, who you can reach out to, who will respond and be social and say, this is what I think you can do and this is how I can support you. You know, Simone, you are one of the biggest advocates of humankind feeling well. And, you know, it's, and you're just joyful. And anybody who meets you and anyone who listens to your podcast, your Instagram lives, you know, or gets the privilege to meet you in person. I remember you came to our studio and we did an event.
Yeah.
We were, everyone was so excited to have a photo with you because you, but it, you know, it's true. You are impacting people on so many levels that, you know, you truly, truly should sit there and look at your journey throughout the years and be so proud, because I'm so proud to be watching it and to be a part of it as well, because it has, you know, definitely assisted me along the way. I want to be disciplined. So I want to take this into just advice for entrepreneurs and people here listening, whatever field they're in, you know, whatever that looks like, because I love how you shared that, yes, you went on this journey, but when you started that journey, and yes, things were going well for your career, but things were very difficult personally. How can we put one foot in front of the other? What tools and practices for an entrepreneur getting started on that journey? Because it's not easy.
I think it's number one, don't pretend you have it all together and that your mess can turn into the most powerful message if you just own it. Instead of just be like, I'm fine. What is that? Freaked out, insecure, and neurotic and emotional, that acronym? You know, we're not all fine. We have seasons in our marriage, in our business, in our relationships, in our families of winter and summer and spring and autumn. So if we just, and we allow that process, we're not always chasing for the summer. You know, it's a natural thing as you're building your business to have a bit of winter and to pull back and to maybe restock and to maybe sow in and think, okay, this might not be working. But the main thing for me is that, and what I, how I coach my patients, particularly on their wellness journey, is that we can either repeat and stay where we are, or we can actually elevate and move to the next level. So we can keep on doing, what is it, the definition of insanity? We're doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result and thinking we're getting a different result. So for me, as even if I was two steps forward and four steps back, I was on what my mom and dad used to say, I'm on the mountain. And just giving myself permission to not know it all, to fall, to stumble, to dust myself up, to pull myself up by the bootstraps. A dear friend of mine in Australia years ago told me, you need to give yourself an uppercut. You need to just get out of here, get out, get a change of scenery, leave this town behind. It was the best news. He gave me tough love. He's like, you got to get out of here and you got to push reset, girl, and you got to start afresh. You know, moved to London with $1,000 Aussie dollars, 500 quid in my pocket. So I think that it's giving ourselves permission and not sort of sitting down and being happy in procrastination and doing laps. Own your mountain. It's better that you're literally getting up to base camp and sliding on your butt all the way down in the mud, taking in sticks and stuff in your hair, and to at least on your mountain, and it will mosey, and then you'll have it's like snakes and ladders. Hey, you get whoop up and down. It's just owning the journey, and my husband has been instrumental in teaching me that just get rid of the destination focus. You know, as I said, own your mess, keep moving, and think about what you are passionate about, because it does make it easier. And everyone has a story, so maybe combining that for entrepreneurs that you know, everyone has a voice, everyone deserves to be seen, everyone deserves to have their moment if they want it. But either way, it's your journey. And my mum said to me years ago when I had the eating disorders, and she just said, sweetheart, get in your lane and run. No one can steal your lane, take your lane. No one, it is your lane of life. I don't care. Don't look to the left or right. So I was in such a spirit of comparison and approval addiction and la, la, la. And she's like, sweetheart, run your race. Doesn't matter how well they do, but turn that jealousy into inspiration. Like, oh my gosh, she's got it all. You look on social media. Oh my gosh. You know what? Believe me, I treat the most famous people in the world down to everyday people. Everyone has their stuff. Don't believe this social media hype that they've got it together. None of us do. But if we just be encouraged that if you just keep moving and if you stay on course, even if you slip, own it and just be kind. Like, what would your best mate say to you now that you fell back? They'd be like, don't worry about it. Keep going, girl. They wouldn't be like, whipping stick. You are rubbish. Looking yourself in the mirror. Oh, I can't believe you got a muffin top. You need too much wine and cheese because of being in lockdown. Oh, and all these horrible, bad, mean thoughts. Inner critic. It's just like, calm the freak down. Be kind. You know, what does your mother say? If you have anything good to say, don't say it. So even when you're creating, oh, that's for her, not for you. You know what? No, if she can do it, you can do it. If he can do it, you can do it. If they can do it, you can do it. What? Why not you? Why not? The universe is working for me every single freaking day. For me, not against me. Doesn't mean it's going to be smooth sailing, but it's working for me. And I'm going to be a mate to myself. And I'm going to stop being so mean. So I'm just wanting you to be of good courage. We all have messy stories, some more than others. One is pretty full on. But be kind, run your race, pace yourself. It doesn't have to be there tomorrow. I mean, I've been in the industry for 23 years, and one of my dear friends said to me the other day with another little thing that we're doing, some new webinars that we're doing, and I'm getting my voice and getting more courage about talking about, you know, breaking habits and addictions and, you know, getting all that series. We just put one up and it's booked out. We're going to do another one in February. And she's like, yeah, overnight success, hey? She said, I saw you and Dirk painting your Harley Street clinic when you had no money. I saw you putting down rugs which couldn't afford to recarpet in the beginning. She's like, I saw you, girl, digging in the dirt, planting those seeds. And then now it looks like, oh, overnight success. No, just tend to the garden. Water your crop. Get your hands dirty. Be wise and just be kind to yourself, because from that place, you will surprise yourself.
$1 million words right there. I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more. And I think, listeners, if you are entrepreneurs, if you are mothers, if you are friends, if you are a human, these words we live by every single day. So Simone, I appreciate you so much for sharing just a little insight to the fantastic woman and teacher that you are. I could go on and on and on. I feel like we now need episode 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 because there are so many more things that I want to ask you. So we will definitely bring you back on to have a different conversation throughout different topics, because you are just a wealth of knowledge. Girl, keep climbing those mountains. Thank you for sharing all of this. And tell our listeners before we go how they can find you and where they can keep in touch with anything happening with Rejuve and Wellco.
Yes, so Wellco, we have so many new products coming out. We've got our new collagen, our new skin. Oh my gosh, my hair and my skin and nails have been amazing. We redid our kids' formula. So watch this space for Wellco, where on the move, we've got so many other products that I've formulated over the last year, which are now giving birth to. And then at rejuve.co.uk, I'm always formulating. I just did it. I've got a new kids chewable coming out. I've got a sleep product. I've got a men's balance hormones. Can't forget our bubble boom for our boys. So we have that. And we have our free blogs, heaps of information, and Rejuve Wellness for our Instagram and social media. So there's lots of information. As I said, go to rejuve.co.uk, do our free quiz, you know, and let us just help you. As I said, I've been stuck. So let us help you. You know, of course, you can contact us at info@rejuve.co.uk as well. And don't forget, at the end of every November, which is going to be in a few weeks, we always have a massive 30% off Black Friday sales. So I'm just like, if you want to try something, oh my gosh, don't miss that one, because it's just, I'd give it all away for free if I could.
I know you would.
My manager's like, really? 20%, not 30. And I'm like, come on, you know, people need their immune systems boosted to be strong for winter. And she's like, okay, deep breath. So, yeah, so just, you know, as I said, heaps of free information. Take advantage of that if you need some nutritional support. And as I said, take our free quiz. And we're here, you know, we're here to help. We love the UNA community. And if you need us, we're here. And we don't kind of, if you're in a pickle, we don't turn you away because you can't afford the fees. If you seriously have some questions and you reach out, we respond to everybody and we make sure we can do our best to meet.
Simone, thank you so much. We definitely feel the support. So, Unas, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this conversation and came out learning something new and feeling inspired, because I definitely have. Stay tuned for some further female inspiring founders on the way. Have a great day. Bye.